Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom.
Welcome to Snežana Čalić, one of the contestants on the Australian MasterChef. Welcome to our program.
Thank you so much, Nina. Thank you for having me.
In our private conversations, we mentioned the bridging between the East and the West in your culinary experiences. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I really love traditional ways of cooking, the way we learn cooking from our grandmas, from our parents, that old way of cooking. But then again, it's really hard to cook it in a modern world when we have like 30 minutes gap when kids come from school and you have to like chop something quickly. So what I like to do is just to use our traditional recipes and kind of modernize them a little bit, change them a little bit and make them accessible to everyone and make them possible to be made in an hour or so at home. So
a lot of parents would appreciate your advice on perhaps healthy cooking. Tell us something about health and cooking. Is there any advice you can offer to the Australian families and parents in particular who are so time poor nowadays?
Absolutely. I love delicious food and I love food from everywhere, from every country. But my main thing is, as delicious, you really have to, because I have two young children as well at home, and I really want to make sure I start them young and teach them like benefits of healthy eating. And when I'm talking healthy eating, I don't mean like no carbs, no things, like nothing like that. I love my pasta. I love my bread. I love beautiful, juicy, delicious food. What I'm talking about is minimal processed food. So the food that's processed, that come in the packaging, I get really excited when I see box full of fresh produce. There's so much you can do with vegetables and make it super delicious. And also
a couple of examples, if you don't mind.
Oh, well, like yesterday I had the great dish in the kitchen. I had the carrot dish. They ended up being vegetarian, even if I wasn't planning it from the start, but I get such a great feedback from judges. So I made this beautiful carrot swirl steak made out of carrots. So it pretty much, dish was so good that you didn't even need a meat with it. But what I like from our food that we grew up with, I love all the legumes like burania, all the beans, lentils, things like that we grew up eating. And they're so good for you and so delicious. So absolutely, we don't need to eat meat every night. And also when we do, there's a couple of ways I like to cook them to make them delicious and still incorporate a lot of vegetables in it.
So are the spices the key to some of your success?
I do use some spices, but this is mainly when I cook. Okay, today I'm making like Indian and I'm making different cuisines. That's when I use a lot of spices. But as you know, Nina, growing up where we grew up, pretty much salt and pepper was the way to go.
Yes, that's correct. And a little bit of aloe vera paprika.
Aloe vera paprika, exactly. Salt, pepper, aloe vera paprika. Chili flakes, maybe, yes. And I love adding chili to my food. But I'm really not sure that I've seen my mom using much spice at all growing up.
Your mom, I guess, gave you that healthy relationship with food, which you mentioned, and you're passing it on to your future generations.
I hope so.
You mentioned you would like to have a channel, a food channel, after this project.
Absolutely. There's something I would really love to do is I would love to travel through our parts of Serbia, the little, you know, Tara, those little cottages, the beautiful food they serve you there in those little restaurants. Everything is made on the spot and they have such, that make beautiful talatina and all this beautiful, beautiful food that we have there. And I really would love to caption that. I would really love to show that in the Western world, to show them we are not forgotten. We have great food, we have great culture, and I would really love to show that.
And Serbia is also the country which is the bridge between the East and the West, and the two empires collided.
So absolutely. Yes. Yes, and all the influence we had, when you look at about it, we were under the Turkish Empire for how long? 500 years? All the influence with Turkey we have, like sarma and all the pitas, bureks, and things like that. So there's so much to our cuisine. And honestly, hopefully I'm liked in this show by people, and I would really love to do something like that when I exit the show.
When you were preparing for the show, did you actually read a bit more than before about food? And how did you sort of acquire that additional edge to your participation, if it's not a secret for you personally?
No, absolutely not. So in my spare time to relax, I actually read cookbooks. That's my passion. And even if I show you now, I have like so many books and they're all cookbooks. I don't really read recipe by recipe by recipe. I just go through it. I get to get inspired, seeing a lovely pictures. And then I was like, oh, how would you do that? And then I would see bits and pieces from different books, from different recipes. And I kind of twist them a little bit, pair them with my knowledge of food. And that's how I come up with dishes. So I didn't
someone
really
helping you with the taste, or do you sort of experiment yourself?
Oh, I have my the household, like they love it. And me preparing for MasterChef. And now every day I get messages from them, oh my God, you have to make this when you come back home and things like that. So my kids are also, they love food. And when we travel, we went to Spain last year and they didn't eat fish and chips. They ask for anchovies, they ask for olives, they eat octopus, they love, love, love food. So every time I make something here home, it's really well appreciated.
It's good to have sort of domestic critiques because they know your ability.
Domestic critiques are the worst. And my mom would be like every time, what did you do? Let me see. What? You made that without the meat? No. How can you do that? You know.
Expanding your own cultural identities when it comes to food.
Absolutely. I think I all the generations the worst critics, and I'm pretty sure they're watching me. They're thinking like, what is she doing?
This is not Serbian enough, but it's amazing. You know, being in Australia, we can bridge all these different cultural gaps, I guess, and create a new narrative in a way.
Absolutely. I honestly think if I stayed in Serbia, because over there, you know, there's no much food from different parts of the world. So when I arrived to Australia, my sister took me to a food court and I was like, what is all this? I just couldn't believe it. She's like, first, oh no, I'm not sure if you want to try it. Like, I don't think you're going to like it. I was like literally going from place to place, trying every single thing. And the food we have here in Melbourne and also across Australia is just amazing. And this is another thing I love to do in my spare time. I just go from place to place. I look at some reviews and just love eating. I think that's my main thing. I love eating. So that's why I love cooking.
Also, the MasterChef organizers recognize your passion. You said 42,000 competitors to be selected. It is absolutely, you know, a testimony to your incredible ability to display what you have learned. In Australia, we actually are the food allergy capital of the world.
Yes.
A lot of Australians sort of living with food allergies, and my own children included. And, you know, the emphasis on wholesome foods is what is now being sort of discussed as a major sort of microbiome focusing on the health. What would you give as an advice to food allergy families when it comes to creative cooking?
Yes, I've noticed there's a lot of food allergies and a lot of these specifications. So people, usually there's some that... So I'm not going to get too much into it, but there's one big like thing. That's what I do in my household is avoid processed food as much as possible, because this is where all little additives come. This is where all unknown things. So if you get a box of something and you read and there's like 100 ingredients, it can't be good. It's overly processed and there's no much nutrition coming out from you. So I think the most important is use the produce as it is. So if you have a carrot, it's a carrot. I mean, there's nothing added to it. And obviously, if it's like organic, even better because of all the pesticides and things like that. But I think the key here is the least processed, the better for your guts and the better for your like whole well-being. And obviously, the way we, I feel like, I don't know how to explain this, but when I eat healthy and when I look after myself and obviously family and everything else, I actually feel good mentally and physically. But as soon as I kind of fell behind a little bit and, you know, eat a lot of takeaway or too much fried food, to some processed stuff, I can feel it and my body reacts. So I just think keep it simple and less processed, the better.
And so you do go out and you choose.
Oh, yes.
Good quality ingredients and good quality restaurants? Or do you also sometimes take a risk and go to sort of unknown alleyways and try what's on offer there as well?
So that's my rule. At home, it's all healthy. But when I'm out, I eat everything. And I'm not saying that I never eat processed food. I actually love a good, you know, burger, good sausage, good, you know, I eat everything, but just at home, I'm trying to set that good example for my family. And obviously, you eat most of the time you eat at home. So if you can, let's say 70% of your food intake is at home, if that can be healthy, that's great. Yes, this 30% you can kind of cheat on it a little bit. But when I go out, I absolutely love to try everything. And I always look what's in season. Oh, yeah, that's a big key as well. Eat what's in season. That means it wasn't frozen somewhere in the fridge for ages. It's not coming, who knows from where. Just eat what's in season and it's fresh and it's good for you.
So yesterday we had a Serbian Easter. What was
I
your what did your table look like?
So obviously yesterday I was in MasterChef kitchen, but I absolutely love Easter. It's one of my favorite traditions. The part that you make pogača, which is this sweet bread. I love making it and I have great recipes, Nina. If you need that, reach out to
I
me.
think we will our listeners
It
would love that, yes.
is beautiful. And honestly, I can eat that pogača 3 days in a row. And then eggs, dyeing eggs. And then we had a slow cooked lamb shoulder falling apart. That's what we had last year.
That sounds
And
interesting. That sounds
yes. And
really elaborate, actually. Yeah.
so, yes. And you know, the usual, the soup must be there, the 5,000 different sides, salads. We had kaimak, we had beautiful bread. So many things. So, and sarma, let's not forget about
So
sarma.
you make a
So,
full, comprehensive Serbian festive table.
but I have to say, usually mom is responsible for Easter traditions. So we just show up there, we bring our little things, and mom is responsible. So every time, well, even if you go there during the day, doesn't have to be any Easter or anything like that. There's like a 10 things on the table. I was like, how did you manage to make all this?
But she's your mom and
She
you're
is my mom.
her daughter. And that is
Yes, and no one
definitely
leaves hungry from my house. Like my friends would come over, I will try to feed them for hours. Eat,
it's a very Serbian tradition, I think, while
It's
our
very,
learn
yes.
about and viewers, I guess.
And
And
this is also something I would love to show later on stage. The hospitality, like Serbian hospitality, is massive. No one ever comes to your house and have only coffee. There would be a spread on the table, so they would pull out something from somewhere and make a little feast for you. So
way we
absolutely love that
welcome
about
guests.
culture.
Yes, 100%.
Hundred percent.
And lastly, what would be your advice to anybody who wants to be, a contestant, a MasterChef? What would be like three pieces of advice that you could give them?
100%. Number one, go for it. Put in the application. It is the best experience ever because people I met there is just new friends for life. The mentoring from judges, the whole crew, it's just the experience. I actually can't explain the experience. This is what I expected MasterChef to be, and it's absolutely exceeded my expectation. I'm enjoying every moment of it and I'm learning so much every day. So the advice is number one, go for it. Number two, the cook food that you love. And this, if there's something traditional, if there's something from your family, that is always a great way to go. Because if you love it, if your family will love, your friends love it, the judges will love it too. So that's probably, and stay true to yourself. Just do what you feel like it. There's no need to, try hard. Just be you and 100% go for it.
I love that advice. Thank you so much.
Thank
And on that positive note, we look forward to continuing to watch the MasterChef and you in it.
you so much, Nina. And thank you so much for inviting me. Like, this is really nice. I don't do this often, so I can talk for hours, as you can see.
No, we will come and meet in Melbourne and try some of your recipes in the future
You have to.
in your
Yes.
little
Yes.
cabana.
Yeah, let me know. Yes. And you know what? If not mine, there's another one I want to take you. So let me know.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.